Mr. Fotheringay appealed to the cyclist, who had hitherto been a silent auditor, and received his assent, given with a hesitating cough and a glance at Mr. Beamish. The landlord would express no opinion, and Mr. Fotheringay, returning to Mr. Beamish, received an unexpected concession of a qualified assent to his definition of a miracle. "For instance," said Mr. Fotheringay, greatly encouraged, "here would be a miracle. That lamp, in the natural course of nature, couldn't burn like that, upside down, could it, Beamish?"
"You say it couldn't," said Beamish.
"And you," said Fotheringay, "you don't mean to say, eh?"
"Nah," said Beamish reluctantly. "No, it couldn't."
"Very well," said Mr. Fotheringay. "Then here comes someone, as it might be me, along here, and stands, as it might be here, and says to that lamp, as I might do, collecting all my will, turn upside down without breaking, and go on burning steady, and then..."
"Hello!"
It was enough to make anyone say,
"Hello!"
The impossible, the incredible, was visible to them all.